This is Stipton Golf Coach Heath Hesse, and you're listening to the Coach's Corner Podcast.
Welcome to the Coach's Corner Podcast. On today's episode, I talked to Tipton wrestling coach Matt Neerham, as well as two Tipton Tiger wrestlers. I hope you enjoy this episode of the podcast. Let's get started. It's time to talk Tipton wrestling with Tipton wrestling coach Matt Neerham. Coach, welcome in.
Thank you.
We're here. We're sitting at the cusp of the conference meet tomorrow down in Durant. However, we have a lot of wrestling to talk about here before that. We'll just jump right in. Last Saturday, you guys went to Midland. Fourth place finish down there, four champions. Everyone who wrestled placed, I believe, if I remember right. I didn't see much on paper that went wrong there.
Yeah, no, we were pretty happy with the way the Midland tournament went. We took eight guys and had five in the finals, and the other three guys wrestled well enough to place in the top six. So, you know, we felt like it was a real positive day when you place fourth out of 12 teams with, you know, eight guys. You must be doing something right. So. We were pretty pleased with the performance. A few of the matches in the last round, we as coaches, we're always looking to, you know, to dominate our opponents, and I felt like maybe we could have dominated a little bit more than we did. But, you know, again, just something we talk about and work on a little bit and, you know, move on. It was a good day for us.
You know, one of the things I thought was awesome was we scored over 100 points in a meet that had multiple 100-point scores, and, you know, we were taking care of a business. We had a lot of pins last Saturday, and, you know, it's good to see people get pins. Nothing about decisions and major decisions, Texas falls and stuff, but, you know, there's a little more adrenaline rush. The crowd gets excited to see that. It's you exert your will a little more, or it seems a lot of times, you know, and sometimes things just fall into place, but I mean, for the most part, you get a lot of pins.
That's the most exciting part of the sport, and that's what people want to see is, you know, your team score pins. So, you know, that's what we talk about. If you get a chance to get a guy, you know, get him on his back and put him away, then, you know, you need to do that. So, something we work on, something we strive for, but, you know, I think everybody does too. So,
John Crawley, Ben Emmerich, Jordan Chalice, Cameron Erick are our champs. You know, the thing that might supersede all that goodness is Jordan Chalice getting his 150th win in that semifinal match. Jordan ended up pinning Blake Patska, I think is how you say that. He's from Northeast Goose Lake, 109. He ended up winning the weight class, getting his 151st win as well.
150 wins in a career is a pretty significant accomplishment. I think there's only been maybe two other Tipton wrestlers that have done that. So, you know, obviously a great accomplishment for Jordan and, you know, something to be proud of. So,
with that said, there's still a lot of season. There's a lot of season for him left. It's awesome now. Maybe that's put that way. Celebrate that later in the season because you got bigger things to go for.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, that's, you know, that Jordan's main focus is on – you know, winning the conference meet, winning the sectional meet, and you know, going to the state tournament and winning the state tournament. So, you know, I'm sure he's proud of that accomplishment, as we all are. But like you said, it's not the end goal. It's not what he's working for ultimately. So
it takes us to last night's duels here at home. North Cedar Cascade Muscatine came in senior night. You know, we talked last week about how the season's gotten to this point and how fast it has. You can also make that case for how fast the seniors have kind of gone through too, with four seniors and then Jessica Chalice as well. It's just, they seem like they've been around forever. And, you know, it's like, enjoy it while it lasts, because kids aren't around forever, and it's their turn. I mean, they've been through seeing the Proctor, they've been seeing the Kings, and, you know, it's interesting year by year. It always happens. Everyone knows it when they first start in practice back in November, you know. It's almost like a surprise almost sometimes when you get to that point. It's like, oh.
Yeah, well, the second half of the season really seems like it's flown by here since we came back from Christmas, and it's hard to believe that, you know, we've already wrapped up our home season, our dual meet season, and had a good night last night for our seniors, though. So
we have three to talk about here. Let's go down in order, I guess. We beat Cascade 37-36. Interesting way. Not oftentimes you have to go to, I believe, what, eighth criteria?
I believe so, yeah.
Eighth criteria was the most first points scored, if I remember right.
That's right.
37-36. You know, close duel right off the bat. 3-3, each team got a decision. And then we ended up getting quite a few points right in a row. Westell got a forfeit. Jordan got a pin. Cameron got a pin. That got us out to 21-3, kind of gave us a nice little cushion. Then it kind of went back and forth, and our biggest lead was 33-18. And then, you know, Spencer Gritton, his match toward the end with a decision win over Cole Hoffman at 152, 13-6, you know, that was a big, you know, because we ended up forfeiting 160, which ended up tying and all that stuff. So, and Spencer had another big match in the other duel.
All three duels we knew were going to be close. All three teams kind of similar to us, had maybe two or three open weights. So we knew, you know, each team was going to get a forfeit here and there. And obviously we knew the Cascade duel was going to be a dogfight. You know, as our lineup stood, probably weren't going to get it done, so it was important that, you know, we were able to move Jordan and Cameron up, move them up a weight class, and they both came up big with pins. You know, Cameron bumped up from 220. I think that guy he was wrestling weighed 275, you know, so, you know, he knew that going out there, but he's always been willing to do that for the team if we need it, and came through big. I think the other big match, you talked about Spencer's. Obviously, we had to win that match. He was very close to getting a major decision, which would have gave us a one-point lead and wouldn't have to go to criteria. He came up a little short there, but he was working hard for it and doing what he needed to do for his team. I was real proud of him. The other big match probably was at 113. That's one that we thought could be a close match. As it turned out, Ben ended up dominating, scoring a pin in that match. I think those 3 points might have been the big difference in the meet. Of course, there were some other matches that, they're all important. When you're talking about a tie score or a one-point match, they're all important. And sometimes it's not just the guys that win. Sometimes it's the guys that don't win, you know, not getting beat by a major, not getting pinned, and, you know, only giving up a decision. And so a couple of those matches were huge, too. So,
you know, in this Cascade duel, you have Joe DeMoss getting a decision win. You have Colton Clark getting a pin. These are sort of some of the things that I'm thinking of looking down for the sectionals, thinking, oh, you know, maybe maybe contributions will come from some of these guys that maybe I didn't even think about.
Well, it was a total team effort last night. You know, everybody contributed, and you know, that's what we're looking for down the stretch here, is everybody contributing. We realize everybody's probably not going to, you know, win the conference meet, but that's what, you know, we strive for. But
well, scoring points on the back
side
too.
Do what you can, you know, get, you know, score the points that you can when you get a chance to get some bonus points, you know, take them. So
welcome Muscatine in for the first time that we both were talking like ever, right?
I've been around for 20 years, and I don't think we've ever wrestled Muscatine before, so.
I apologize to the listeners. I was going to look up some of their stats to maybe add some insight to that, but we ended up getting a 39-33 win. You know, another one of those back and forth, Joe DeMoss forfeit. They got a forfeit. The score was 6-9, and then we scored 30 straight on that. Actually, I'm sorry, 36 straight to get to 36-9 in a variety of ways. I mean, we had a couple forfeits. Wesley, Jordan Childs got forfeits. Cameron Urey got a pin. Joel Crawley got a pin. Ben Emmerich got a forfeit. You know, Cameron, I believe, might have won, either won his 30th or went over 30 last night for total match wins
right
here.
I think 30,
for the season. And, you know, you talked last week about how that seemed quiet, and yeah, it's like just steady Eddie. I mean, he just goes out, does his business, and piles up wins.
Yep. Probably hasn't got a lot of attention, and hasn't, you know, gotten a lot of fanfare, but just quietly has done his job and got it done for us. And again, you know, bumping up to heavyweight there for us, so that we were able to move up and take advantage of a couple open weights that they had, and take some forfeits there. And of course, Johnny's pin was big in that match, and I believe Colton Clark had a pin in that meet too that really, really helped us. And then of course it came down to Spencer again, I think.
Yeah.
You know, needed to get the win to secure the victory. And 152 pounders aren't usually used to it coming down to them, but a couple meets last night. But you know, I was glad to see that. If it's going to come down to, you know, a certain weight class, I'd just sooner be one of our seniors out there, you know, with that pressure on them to, you know, to come through for the team. So,
you know, I've said over the year, your last year, this year, you know, it's a Spencer transformation sort of, and it to me, it was fitting. It was just like storybook, you know. I mean, he's progressed, and you know, getting that chance to, like you said, it couldn't have been another storybook ending there.
Right, definitely a kid who's improved over 4 years, and you know, just steadily gotten better, and you know, now he's in a position where, you know, he's out there, you know, winning the meet for the team, or pulling it out, or at least securing the victory. And was really, really proud of our seniors last night. Seniors really had a great night.
Each one got pinned. That's always exciting too.
Yeah, I think as a four of them went 11-1 last night, you know, in 12 matches. So I was really, really happy with those guys.
We finished tonight, finished off the sheet, 42-17 win over North Cedar, a run of 42 straight points, did the trick. During that run, 5 pins, Jordan Chalice, Cameron Earing, John Crawley, Colton Clark, same names. We matched up pretty well against a lot of teams last night too.
Yeah, that always comes into play, that, you know, how you match up with your good wrestlers and their good wrestlers, and we matched up pretty well with all three of those teams last night. So really good night. Our kids are really fighting hard right now, and I think we're wrestling the best we've wrestled all year. And last two dual meets at home here, I really thought we looked good, and the kids put on a good show for the home crowd, and you know, we talk about that, you know, wrestling an entertaining style and entertaining the crowd and getting those pins when you can, and but even if you go back 2 weeks to BGM, we wrestled 5 duels over there, and we've really been wrestling well in dual meets. So hopefully that'll carry into, you know, the tournament on Saturday. So
Coach, let's step aside real quick, play a couple interviews from a couple of the wrestlers, and come back on the other side.
We're catching up with Joe DeMoss of the Tippin Tigers. Welcome in.
Thank you.
Joe, this is a Let's Meet segment, an introduction to the listeners of our wrestlers. Why don't you tell me who your parents are?
I have my mom, Jody, and my dad, Sam.
Joe, what do you do here at Tippin besides wrestle? Are you involved in anything else?
I play football.
Okay. When did you start wrestling?
When I was 5 years old.
What's exciting to be a Tipton Tiger wrestler?
Just getting to wrestle in Iowa, because it's my first year wrestling in Iowa.
Have you heard of, has it met your expectations of Iowa? I mean, Iowa wrestling's pretty special, and I mean, this is kind of what people do.
Yeah, it's pretty special for me.
This week's the conference meet, how has practice been going for you?
This week? Well, it's been pretty hard, but otherwise, it's been going fine. It's been pretty tough.
Home duel tomorrow night. What's it going to be like to, I mean, that's the last regular season duel. Last Thursday, we were at home, and you got in to, got a win, actually, which is good to see. What's it like being here in front of the home crowd, and what do you think tomorrow night's going to be like?
I guess good. It's a little nerve-wracking, but I got to get over it.
Well, Joe, thanks for your time. Good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
Catching up with Zach Jones on our Let's Meet segment today. Zach, welcome in.
Hello.
Why don't you start off by telling our listeners who your parents are?
Lacey Hermiston, and then my stepdad, Ben Hermiston.
Zach, what do you do here at Tipton besides wrestle?
I do football, baseball.
When did you start wrestling?
Since fifth grade.
Tiger Club?
Yeah, like Tiger Club.
What's exciting about being a Tipton Tiger wrestler?
The environment, the crowd.
You know, tomorrow night's our last regular season duel of the season. It's also here. We had one last Thursday as well here. It was pretty exciting. A good crowd, good atmosphere. What's tomorrow going to be like?
I think we're going to have another big audience. It's going to be fun, and hope we get some good wins.
It'll be exciting to have Muscatine, a team that's a larger school, come in. North Cedar comes in. That's always exciting. I mean, not North Cedar, Northeast Goose Lake, sorry.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. Yeah.
This is also the week of the conference meet. How's practice been going so far?
Pretty good. The coach is really pushing us, which is great.
We're getting down to the end of the season. Next week, you know, it's do or die.
Yeah.
Has it sunk into you that, hey, you know, we're almost done? It doesn't seem like it should be done, right?
Yeah, it's sunk in. That's time to start wrestling to my best.
Well, Zach, thanks for your time. Good luck. Go get him.
Thanks.
Zach and Joe, pretty good interviews there. You know, two guys that I don't really see outside of wrestling. I know they play other things and do other things here, but two guys that work hard and get after it.
Both guys really work hard in the room. They're just there every day. They're just like you said, the steady Eddie, kind of like Cameron, you know, helping the team out and scoring points and filling in there and you know, doing their job. So,
Coach, that takes us to tomorrow's conference meet down in Durant. You know, all 13 conference schools scheduled to participate this year, so that's kind of exciting. Down in Durant, not too far, no excuse not to be there. You know, Durant's going to be an interesting place. By my count, there's 14 ranked wrestlers across the weight classes. There's a few classes that are more stacked than others. 195 sticks out to me. 285, there's a couple guys there highly ranked in both 1A and 2A. So, you know, in talking, again, the interviews for Joe and Zach, had a chance to talk to Jordan a second. He's, you know, already thinking, hey, this is a mini-state tournament here, at least in my weight class. And, you know, I mean, you look at the depth of certain weight classes too, and a lot to get excited about.
Well, it's going to be a good meet. It always is. With 13 teams, like you said, you're going to bring in some ranked wrestlers. You've got 1A, some 1A schools, some 2A schools. Going to be some good competition, and it's a tough tournament.
What are you guys looking? I mean, how are you guys looking at the conference tournament? Just go right through this and get.
Well,
start of the postseason, sort of.
Right. I mean, we place some importance on it, and we talk about how we want to do well there. But it's not our end goal. The ultimate meet is coming up, you know, in another week at the sectional meet. That's the one that we really want to be, you know, at our best. But the conference meets is a great test, and you know, like I said, with the number of ranked wrestlers, the number of schools there, and the tough competition, it's a great way to, you know, to get us ready and see where we're at and what we need to do next week to get ready for that sectional tournament. So we always want to do well at the conference. You know, it's an accomplishment to be a conference champion, you know, as an individual. So, you know, that's why we have a board up in our room with the names of all the conference champions on it, because that's a big accomplishment, and you know, hopefully we can add some names to it this year.
Coach, thanks for your time this morning. Look forward to seeing how tomorrow plays out. And next week we'll talk about sectionals, I guess. So good luck. Go get them.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you for listening to the Coach's Corner podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you haven't done so already, please subscribe to this podcast in iTunes. If you have any questions or comments about this program, please email me at conservativesports@gmail.com. Until next time, we'll see you at the game.